There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 21st of July, 2009. For newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and bookmark all the other sites you'll see on that front page, because occasionally there's problems with main servers, and in the future there'll be more problems coming along, I know it. So it's good to have the other sites bookmarked and punch them in, and they should come up, hopefully. To say that this won't happen I've already had 2 weeks of it, or 3 weeks in the recent past, where Yahoo had me down and couldn't explain why, since everything was already paid up and so on. But this is the sort of harassment you get. So you can go into cuttingthrough.jenkness.com. That's JENKNESS.com. That's a good site. And cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca, Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. And finally, you'll have Alan Watt Sentinel.eu. That last site has all of the audios of the talks I've given, as well as some transcripts written in the various languages of Europe for prints up. So that's pretty handy. And remember that the listeners, you out there, bring me to you, because if it wasn't for your help, I wouldn't be able to even continue financially at all. So it's up to you to buy that which I have for sale at cuttingthroughmatrix.com website. Remember, any other sites out there selling anything with my name on it are unauthorized, regardless of what they say. They're unauthorized. So you have to go into cuttingthroughmatrix.com website. And you can also find ways to donate, such as PayPal. There's buttons on the sites for donations. And personal checks are fine for me within Canada or the US. That's all fine. Outside the Americas, you have to use Western Union or MoneyGram, for instance, or some people just simply send cash, and that gets through. And it also saves everyone money, because it's easier to transfer or exchange cash at a bank. It's less of a charge than it is to get the little certificates, etc., where they charge hefty fees on both ends of the transaction. And who wants to help the bank in these days, this day and age, after all we've been through because of them? And those who get the disc pass around from people who download and burn them off and pass them for CD playing, write to me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. Postal code is P3E4N1. That's P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1. P3E4N1. And that's that out of the way. But as I say, it's up to you to keep me going, because all of this takes money. And even the satellite uploads, again, too. Satellite's way more expensive than cable or any other service out there. And the service isn't that great either, even on their higher speed. It's pretty expensive. And all these bills have to be met just to keep this going. The ads you hear on the show, they go straight to RBN, the radio company. And that pays for their time, that pays for staff, that pays for equipment and their bills. So remember, it's up to you to keep me going. And I should really scatter this across the show, actually, rather than always do it at the beginning. I'm sure most folks just skip it and go on to whatever they get for free. That's the society we live in today. And I'll be back with the stories after these messages.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver, heart. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. It's astonishing how the biggest profits today across the planet have all to do with the fear industry and crisis creation. I keep mentioning that in case we forget, because we do, we forget everything so quickly because we adapt to everything that comes along so quickly. We're the most adaptable species on the planet, and that's what the big boys know. They can give us one reality for 20 years and another one for the next 20 years, completely different realities. And since 2001, we've been threatened with anthrax poisoning across the planet, you know, terrorism. Nuclear bombs may come into New York Harbor on ships. And then we have the financial crash. Then we have, of course, we already had the avian flu was going to kill all of us off. And billions were given to the pharma companies to develop vaccines, which didn't seem to emerge. And then we've got the new one, the swine flu thing is coming along. May kill billions, it says. Yeah. And I mentioned last night I watched an old CBC docudrama. But that's one of these fictional accounts where they get actors to play the parts of people. Sometimes they use real people too, and they use both in this particular docudrama. And they started off by saying this coming avian flu, this is a few years ago, but could kill off millions and millions of us. And then they go through the usual scary disaster-type scenario. Here's Joe and Jane living here, and here's their child, blah, blah, and watching TV, and how they react to it when it's announced, oh, my God, the plague's killing millions off. that, you know, they've done their best to steer us into Hades for years. But that's where the profits are. Look at the massive rewards there are in setting up cameras across the planet. Every town, city's under the agenda. It's an agenda, mind you, and it was there before 9/11 came along. 9/11 truly was a necessary thing to happen to kick it all off. So, it's a massive profit-making business. We're all suspected terrorists now. And even the big psychological and psychiatric magazines that are out there have been saying that for years. Anyone can become a criminal or a terrorist, you see. And the, even the Psychological Association for America, in their own magazine back in, the late 80s, said that they should really have cameras in everybody's rooms and houses to watch them all the time, where they could put, they could get intervention teams that could come in very quickly, a sort of Minority Report type of idea, if you showed an aggressive sign on your face or anything like that. So they prevent violence, you see. And this is all, again, Darwinian. It's when science comes up as the scientific dictatorship for the world. This is all spun off out of the sort of Darwin's theory, which led to Marxism. And in fact, Marxism was going to dedicate, I think, his third edition to Darwin. But because Darwin had to play the role of the conservative for the Royal Society, he politely refused. It didn't really matter to him. He was made famous anyway. And that's what you do. You make famous people because we follow stars. You see, they make it's no different today when they make a star. That they've been at this for a long, long time, giving us stars that we can believe in, you see. And they must appear to be geniuses, so they give up all this big palaver and nonsense and create geniuses out of them, and they have a role for life. Very well rewarded, mind you. But, you know, as I say, the other big part of the profit-making industry is in a pretensive what-ifs. What if the flu comes out, or what if it mutates? Why would it suddenly mutate? Why would this particular flu, they just know apparently in the fall, is suddenly going to mutate into a real killer, you see? How would they know that? There's only two ways. It's either an outright lie for profit and to terrify us and train us to get annual shots, which is all part of it. Or someone's going to release something. That's the only possible way you'd know. Because they don't have a crystal ball to see if it mutates. So how else would they know? Did you know that some of the top CEOs of the big pharma companies go to the Bilderbergers? And have done for the last 2 or 3 years. One of them actually boasted about all the new drugs they're bringing out, and how they expected to get a billion profit off each one of them. Why would they be at the Bilderberger meeting? And, of course, they're getting let in on the big panic that they're going to create, and they have created. Because all of those at the Bilderberger meetings go back to nobility, basically. The big cheeses. Nobility that really came from the merchant classes and then became royal classes across Europe. And really, their countries are just corporations, business corporations, when you really look into it. And they're actually down as corporations. It's like the British East India Company was one of the biggest international corporations ever publicized in history books. And everybody in it was a member of royalty, or a cousin, or a third or fourth cousin. It's all aristocracy. And the same with the Dutch East India Company. These companies, too, like Hudson's Bay Company, that were given large chunks of Canada, even before they really called it Canada, and other parts of the U.S. all belonged to these same corporations. So royalty would simply grant charters for companies which had big investments and private investments. It doesn't change. So it's not surprising that leaders at the Bilderberger meeting bring in people that they have massive shares with. I mean, what kind of deal is that when you're guaranteed that your pawn politicians and leaders will pass it into law that you must take vaccinations? And these same politicians will throw billions at the pharma companies so they can go and investigate and research and how to get a better vaccine to help you. Even though they admit in official medical books and magazines that every spring that the shots they give you for the flu were the wrong combinations and didn't work. It's kind of like a gardener. Every time spring comes around, people buy, you'd have to go and buy, supposing your tools, and it's not far from the truth, the tools you buy from China all collapse after about a few months. Suppose you have to go back every year and buy a spade and a fork to dig up the garden, you know, and you stuck it in the ground and it all flexes like rubber. Of course, you wouldn't want to go and buy the same thing again, would you? But supposing the government mandated that you have to buy that fork and that shovel. That's akin to what's happening, you see. I can remember the SARS outbreak in Toronto. And really, it was so overblown. And they have part of this big crisis committee team with their white coats on and their stethoscopes wrapped around their necks. That's a sign, you see, of a doctor. That's an emblem. They got that from the TV shows. Now they all copy it. And they come on every night on the news and scare the bejesus out of everybody, telling you how this could just rampantly spread. And I thought, well, if it's coming in from China, how come they haven't stopped any flights from coming in from China? You see, in a true infectious pandemic or epidemic, you wouldn't allow people who could possibly have the disease to come in. And during the prodromal phase, as they call it, of infection, there are no signs and symptoms. There's no fever. It's all those cameras that we all spent millions of dollars at for airports to see if you had a temperature. Because it would detect thermal changes, were useless. But big companies made big money. And it's always the same boys at the top who make the money and they reap the profits of the people. But as I say, what a sweet deal when you can get governments, your little pawn boys, to pass laws and force the people to accept things and then use your tax money to throw at supposed research for something that they say may or may not work. What a deal, it may or may not work. This is from the financialtimes.com, 20th of July. Some of the world's leading pharmaceutical companies are reaping billions of dollars in extra revenue amid global concern about the spread of swine flu. Analysts expect to see a boost in sales from GlaxoSmithKline, Roche and Sanofi Aventis, when the companies report first-half earnings lifted by government contracts, you see, there's your little pawn boys, for flu vaccines and antiviral medicines. The fresh sales on top of strong results from Novartis of Switzerland and Baxter, that's one of the guys that sent the live ones for injection that would have, you know, it killed the ferrets that injected it with, that had killed the people, Baxter. Baxter, part of the IG Farben group in World War II. This is off the US, both which also produce vaccines, come as the latest tallies show that more than 740 people have died. Surely may have died in there because they're not sure. From H1N1 virus, and millions have been affected around the world. Well, you see, they're not even giving them swab tests anymore to see if they actually have it. If you have a sniffle or a bit of hay fever, you're automatically down with swine flu. And I've read articles before about this. So it's an exaggerated push, you see, for a crisis that's not really there. GlaxoSmithKline of the UK confirmed it sold 150 million doses of a pandemic flu vaccine, equivalent to its normal sales of seasonal flu vaccine, to countries including the UK, the US, France and Belgium, and was giving up to boost production. GSK also produces Relenza, an antiviral medicine that essentially reduces the length. It's going to add this thing, isn't it? It may reduce the length and severity of the infection, and is preparing to increase manufacturing towards 60 million annual doses. Annual doses. 60 million. The UK placed an order for 10 million treatments this year. One beneficiary of the fears about the pandemic has been the Roche of Switzerland, which sells Tamiflu, leading antiviral drug, and has seen a sharp rise in orders from private companies as well as governments. Back with more on this after this break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecrets2you.com. That's learnthesecrets2you.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. Reading an article from the FinancialTimes.com to do with the massive sales that the big pharma companies are making with all the various vaccines and research and government contracts. What a deal. What a deal, eh? To guarantee that the products you make as a private company will be bought by government. I mean, what a deal. It's kind of like a substitute for the general wars. Rather than tanks and planes, it's simply moved into pharma, isn't it? And possible plagues and all that kind of stuff. This is a report last week from J.P. Morgan. The investment bank estimated that governments had ordered nearly 600 million doses of pandemic vaccine and adjuvant. Adjuvant is a chemical that boosts its efficacy, so they say. Worth $4.3 billion, and it says in sales, and there was a potential for 342 million more doses worth $2.6 billion. I guess their salesmen are working full-time lobbying governments. It's forecast that fresh antiviral sales could boost sales for GSK and Roche by another $1.8 billion in the developed world and potentially up to $1.2 billion from the developing world. But there are also uncertainties for the pharmaceutical manufacturers, with demand likely to outstrip supply and initial production suggesting that the yield for the pandemic vaccine is relatively low. They may face difficult choices in determining how much to supply to the countries seeking orders. That's them creating more hype. Oh, my God, the price has gone up. That's what they're really saying there. You see? and says they're also under pressure to provide more drugs and vaccines for free or extremely cheaply to develop the developing world. That's not true. It's not true. Because, you see, the big companies, as they give loans to the developing world, and then they write them off, and then the taxpayers of the countries that gave the loans out have to pay off, because we're the guarantors, you see. It's the same thing. We end up paying for it through various governmental means, such as the Organization for Economic Development. Every country that signed the UN has a government department that throws money across the planet. At least that's what they're supposed to be doing. Where it really goes, we'll never really know. And as they're saying this big rah-rah-rah stuff, because this really is almost like an ad, because they don't say may work, etc., which they should do. You see, so it's written to be pro-vaccine, even though it's untested, etc. How do they test for these drugs? You know, how do they test for these drugs? There's an article here. Remember, all the things that I read will be up on my site, all the links, etc., for you to check out for yourself at the end of the show. And this is from Global Research, July 21st, 2009. It says the H1N1 vaccine is going to be tested at the beginning of August in Rochester, New York, you see, on those people who belong to sections of the community that have been hit especially hard by the economic downturn. In other words, the poor. The clinic conducting the trials has asked specifically for elderly people, black people, or children. In return for participating, people will get, listen to this is standard, $50 to $100. Or the children that participate will get a toy, probably full of bisphenol A as well, so they can suck on it. Can you believe that? There's ads in all papers across the planet. If you look at your city papers, you'll always see these pharma companies wanting paid volunteers to pay you a few bucks. So it's always folk are totally broke who apply. That's a last resort to get these experimental things. And they never really generally tell you what it really is that you're getting. They might tell you it's for a cold remedy or something like that. They never really tell you. It says, Novartis appears to have paid people in Poland €3 to get them to participate in clinical trials. €3, that's about what, £4 or something, $8, of their lethal bird flu drug last summer, which caused death and injury to hundreds of people. Novartis. And that was in all the papers, too. Definitely the European papers. They try to hush it down in the US. And that's true. It caused death and injury to hundreds of people. It says, well, the doctors and nurses have been put on trial in Poland for their role in this crime, even though it appears they were not properly informed by Novartis of the contents of the so-called trial drug. Novartis has not yet had to face legal action. They're protected. How is that? Because they're part of the big establishment. Look at the names of the big bankers and all of the relatives. And you see the same names on all the boards of the big pharma companies. Dr. Matthew Davis, the principal investigator of the Rochester trial, said that because the vaccine only uses pieces of the actual virus, there's no chance volunteers will get infected with a potentially deadly virus, according to a local newspaper. Well, there's an authority for you, according to a local newspaper. There's no chance, you see, you get infected with the potentially deadly. Now, which deadly virus are they talking about? Because, you see, they're only making a viral drug, antiviral drug, vaccine. For the existing swine flu, it hasn't jumped to the killer that they're expecting will happen through evolution, around about the late fall. See? And so they're giving them just pieces of the actual virus, as they call it. What do you mean pieces of the virus? There was the CBC were playing an old movie. It was a movie they made for television on plagues, and a company releasing it on the public called The Summit. And I'll talk about what happened in the movie after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
This is Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. Just mentioning before the break there that the CBC put a movie, I think it's a 2 or 3 part movie, that first aired last Sunday. And it's on again next Sunday, part two, to do with a big pharma company that tests various vaccines down in Latin America, South America, somewhere, to the very, very poor people, who get about a buck for each shot, and it ends up there being used for experimental, very dangerous vaccines, and because of plague through it. It's astonishing. Only the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, they used to call it the Communist Broadcasting Corporation because it was staffed with communists. There was even a defector from Russia, the Soviet Union, who worked for the KGB at one point, ended up working for the CBC, who said the same thing. He says there are more communists there than there are in Russia. But anyway, they did this this movie, and they have the Prime Minister of Canada is being very pristine. They always dress up Canadian Prime Ministers as sort of above board and awful nice and all that. If they were born under snow, it must be pristine and white. And he's more concerned about the labor conditions in Africa than he is about what's happening in Canada. And he wants justice for the Africans, etc. That's how they paint him. While the president of the United States is in with a big pharma company, and they're all bad, and they assassinate people that might try and bring what they're doing to the world to the light of day. But it's so almost childishly written. And, of course, the prime minister's daughter in this movie Prime Minister Kenna's daughter is also a rebel who's fighting in all the big protest meetings. But it does show you how they phone up the provocateurs and get them to go into action when they want them to start firebombing police cars and stuff so they can get riots going. They have all the right stuff in there because they actually do that. But it was rather surprising to see them coming up with this kind of type of story at this particular time. Getting back to this article, though, from the Global Research, to do with Novartis basically killing hundreds of people in Poland with a trial drug. It says here, Dr. Matthew Davis, the principal investigator of the Rochester trial, said that because the vaccine only uses a piece of actual virus, not a whole virus, there's no chance volunteers would get infected with a potentially deadly virus, according to a local newspaper. That makes you feel better, eh? According to a local newspaper. So here we have a doctor admitting that putting whole live attenuated viruses into the swine flu H1N1 jab, as Baxter, Novartis, and other vaccine companies intend to do, and as the World Health Organization has instructed, the ones who also have a Department of Population, which is depopulation, control, could lead to an infection with a potentially deadly virus. It's like a made-to-order, isn't it, for bringing down the population, this whole thing. Infection is all the more likely if toxic adjuvants are added. Even Baxter scientists state in their own clinical trials that the impact of adjuvants are negative. Really? It's really as safe. Now, here's what they say. It's really as safe, actually, if not safer, than the seasonal influenza vaccine that people will get every year, Davis said. So that means that the stuff we're getting every year is not safe either, right? Maybe it's worse. Amazing contradictions coming out of the same people, eh? And there's someone you can actually contact here who I think has got some lawsuits in about the companies, the pharma companies. And I'll also put up the Rochester site for any nutcases out there that want to volunteer and get a couple of dollars for this particular shot to show you how that it's actually genuine. And they have their own website up. Rochester Clinical Research has been chosen by the residents of Rochester in a Democrat and Chronicle poll as the best clinical research site in Rochester, etc., etc. All PR stuff. And they have all the photographs of wonderful, smiling people. This certainly didn't come from people who are down and out and on welfare, all smiling and grins and awful healthy and well-fed looking. PR, PR, PR. Amazing how these PR, even for this, isn't it? And fake models and all the rest of it. Do you realize when they'll go to that extent just to show you a lie? If you hire models rather than use the actual people, you're actually lying to the public, aren't you? Aren't you? Well, why would you expect any truth from them on anything at all when they start off giving you a lie on their own website by hiring models who are well-fed and healthy and so happy? People who are on welfare and who have to get 5 or 10 or 20 bucks for an experimental vaccine don't have happy faces. They don't. They don't. Some people have some sense left, and here's from Northern Ireland, the 8th of July. Northern Ireland refuses to fund the swine flu work. The British Medical Association is deeply concerned by the refusal of Northern Ireland's government. They want Northern Ireland to pay £55 million, which is needed to combat the swine flu pandemic. British Medical Association Northern Ireland Council Chairman Dr. Brian Patterson said tackling the pandemic caused by the H1N1 virus is a major public health challenge for Northern Ireland that requires a united response from the Northern Ireland Assembly leadership. We're deeply concerned that the refusal to find additional funding to ensure that Northern Ireland is properly prepared for the predicted rise in flu cases. There's no option but to fund preparations to tackle the pandemic, and additional funding must be found. Everybody's just been raped by the banks here. Raped. And then further than that, you're raped by the government again to pay the banks to keep them going. Two rapists, two brothers, the government and the banks. And then the rapists again for the tax money to fund this quackery. For a vaccine that isn't proven to work, there's no guarantees it will work. There's no guarantees either, by the way, that you can do anything about it if it paralyzes you, like the last swine flu nonsense they had years ago. Paralyzed hundreds of young people. Because the government's passed laws to protect the pharma companies. You can't sue anybody. Boy, they're all rapists at the top, aren't they? Maybe it's because they're so cocksure of themselves these days, because they've dumbed the public down so much that there's no opposition to their nonsense. There's none. None at all. And the public have no rights. You can't even say, oh, by the way, your vaccine paralyzed me or gave me a stroke, because the government's written a law to protect the farmers. And that's what they do at the top. They write laws to protect themselves at the top. And anything that's going to be illegal according to any constitution, they just write another law to make it legal. And then they sort of thumb their noses at you and say, well, what are you going to do about it? Nah, 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 nah. That's what they do all the time. And people still think they're free. There are people out there that really do believe yet that they live in some kind of democracy. Astonishing, eh? It is astonishing. You'll find, too, in the Wise Up Journal on the 15th of July, it says, it's the true face of global warming. This ties in with everything we're talking about here. It says, because everyone knows that's got a thinking mind and some memory at all, we've lived through the propaganda coming from the top, the big foundations backing certain movements, we shall say, down through the years. And I've even mentioned that some of these big movements get their grants not only from the foundations, but they also get grants from the government so they can lobby the government, meaning the government wants certain things to happen anyway. And I've also mentioned that the family was the enemy of this New World Order that was planned a long time ago. And they all wrote about it. They'd have to destroy the family unit. It says here, why more women are only too happy to stay childless is considered the ultimate taboo for any woman. In this day and age, to admit that you don't want children is seen as practically the same as saying Adolf Hitler had a point. It's best to keep your beliefs to yourself. After all, we live in a world where fertility and motherhood can practically elevate you to living sainthood. Just ask Angelina Jolie. And it's true, we follow the stars. That's where they give you stars. And by the way, every major one in Hollywood is approached by the big foundations, and no doubt paid by them as well, to be a front for particular agendas. Because the people out there at the bottom gobble up all these rags you see at the checkout counters. They gobble them up. And they really elevate these people who are just actors and actresses. Not very good ones, a lot of them too. And what is an actor? An actor or an actress is someone who plays at being other people. Who's the real person behind the facade? They don't know themselves. They all see psychiatrists and therapists. But anyway, in the public's mind, they're rich, so they're better than we are. They're stinking rich, so they're obviously better than we are. So whatever, if they say something about a political agenda, it must be true. And who are you at the bottom, and all your rags and all that, to disagree with that? You follow the stars. People will worship Mammon. It says, but Cameron Diaz doesn't quite see it that way. This is another, I never heard of her. But anyway, and while publicizing her first movie role as a mother in My Sister's Keeper, she defended those women who don't want to have children, saying that there are enough people already on this planet and we don't need any more kids, she says. A kid is a young goat, remember? Remember what they said in communism? They'd have to dehumanize humanity, including children, by altering the terminology, psycholinguistics. She says, I think women are afraid to say that they don't want children because they're going to get shunned, the actress said in an interview with Cosmopolitan. Oh, that's a big posh magazine, so it's very important, eh? But I think that's changing too now. I have more girlfriends who don't want to have children than those who do. And honestly, we don't need any more kids. We have plenty of people on the planet. Well, while there are lots of reasons do not want to procreate, not many people say it's because children aren't eco-friendly. Well, actually, they're starting to say that now. Australia are fining parents now because of all the potential carbon footprints that they'll create during their lifetime. Well, what a con, eh? But one woman who would agree with the actress is Toni Vernelli. The British woman works for an environmental charity and says she was sterilized at the age of 27 in order to reduce her carbon footprint. I think some great big carbon boot must have fallen on her head from the sky, maybe. Having accidentally fallen pregnant 10 years earlier, how can you accidentally fall pregnant? It's like catching a cold. She had begged the doctor who was performing the termination to sterilize her at the same time. He refused, but that didn't stop her hunting down for someone who was willing to perform the surgery. Eventually, she found a surgeon who was willing to oblige. Having children is selfish. It's all about maintaining your genetic line at the expense of the planet, said Toni. Every person who is born uses more food, water, more land, more fossil fuels, more trees, produces more rubbish, more pollution, more greenhouse gases, and adds to the problem of overpopulation. This may be an extremist view, but lots of women are ambivalent about reproducing, especially those who put career ahead of family, etc., etc. And where does someone like Toni there get all this stuff from? Not to mention who's promoting her, by the way, because she'll be promoted by someone, believe you me, a corporation or a foundation. Where does it all come from? All these politically correct terms. Remember what Lenin said, we shall win by slogans. 20 years ago, people were not talking about water problems, except at the United Nations, where they planned to take over the entire world's food supply back in the 60s at a meeting they had in Israel for the UN. But people weren't talking about more fossil fuels or trees producing more rubbish, more pollution, greenhouse gases, and overpopulation. That wasn't on the lips of the average Joe at the bottom. It's all been pummeled into their mind through repetition and nature programs and experts over years and years and years, and in movies and in soap operas from 100 different sources until they start parroting the words themselves, like carbon footprint, another fiction. What is a footprint to start with, right? What's a carbon footprint? It's something the chimney sweep used to leave on your carpet after he'd swept the chimney. It's a bogus, nonsense thing. Invisible, can't be proven or disproven. It's perfect. Perfect. Isn't it? And yet, as I say, the big banks were already set up by Lord Rothschild to deal with a whole new economy and trading carbon taxes and carbon fines and fees and so on years ago. So it was a must-be, wasn't it? It doesn't suddenly just burst into being on its own. And the EU gave millions of dollars, or EU in money, out to the biggest corporations, free, to get them kicking off the ball for carbon trading. And they were making millions in profit from all this free stuff they were given by the Parliament for Europe. What a con. It wasn't so bad in the past, you know. Generally, you had one totalitarian regime in every country, even in the ancient world, comprising of a priesthood. So you had one massive con going, but you didn't get all these multiple cons on the go, like they have today, and get governments to endorse it, and then tax you and blame you for living. That's what they're doing, blaming you for breathing. And they're going to make you pay until you're a servant, because they're bringing in a world of servitude. And believe you me, there'll be more and more Tonys coming along to be sterilized, to save Gaia, Mother Earth. Remember Gorbachev, his little green flag there, the Knights of Lazarus, that's what that stands for. And he was knighted when he was over in London. He said himself, in one of his own books, he said that he was an atheist. And later on in the book he says, we are creating a new world religion, and it must be based on a form of earth worship, meaning combining earth worship and environmentalism with it. And of course, we do know that the new priesthood are the scientists, the ones who are just a new religion at the top, who make their living on this guff. Guff is G-U-F-F, guff. And they make their entire careers on this guff, you see. So they've got to believe, or at least make you believe that they believe in it. And tell you all this invisible stuff is your fault. And you've got to pay for it. And it's beautiful. It's kind of like when they used to say, if you don't give us everything you have, we priests won't pray for the sun coming up. And everybody would say, oh, ha, ha, ha. And then you go to your beds and it would sit and play in your minds and you say, oh, my God. My God, it's dark, it's pitch black. Well, this will last forever. If we don't pay them, maybe the sun won't come up. And then you all dash off together and say, help us. And you throw all your jewelry at them and do the little dance and mumbo jumbo. And bingo, the sun comes up. And I've got you for another couple of hundred years. Back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit survivaloven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to survivaloven.com. That's survivaloven.com.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix. And I'll try and get a caller in now. We'll try Ron from Michigan, if you're still there.
Hello, Alan.
Yes.
Hi. You had a talk around New Year's about numeric code that's used by the powers that be. I think it's the Skull and Bones code. I heard reference to it, and a caller later, but I did miss the talk that you made. I was wondering, I was trying to find the lecture that you gave about this numeric coding used in the stock market, I was saying. So I was wondering if you could help me.
The actual talk, you mean the date?
No, it was a numeric code used for...
No, were you actually looking for the talk itself?
Yes, yes, I was.
I'd have to hunt through and try and find it. And I've given it before, too, even years prior to that. But what was your question, anyway?
Well, I was trying to find that code. No other questions. I heard you had a visit from a professor friend of mine
yes.
2 weeks ago. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. I'll let the other caller get in. I think there's another one waiting, I think.
Okay.
But
yeah, the coding is quite fascinating, though, because they do use codings, and they always have, I mean, from the ancient times, which isn't difficult, especially since you could understand that it's only the last couple of hundred years, and actually less than that, that the majority of the public had even basic education. So it was so simple to fool the people for thousands of years by a few educated people with their... Remember, a number is just a symbol, and they use symbols as a language. Same with all the stelas in Egypt, etc. There's so much you can write about what's expressed by Egyptologists as what it says, and then when you see them in context with other stelas, etc., and hieroglyphs next to them, there's also another story contained within. And that was a common thing that's accepted by all the supposed professionals today, that they did like their little puns and little signs to each other for those in the know.
Yeah.
So there's nothing really, really unusual. And it's been used down through the ages up to the present time. And people, it's like the five-pointed star. Why is it so important? Why is it the five-pointed star that's all throughout Freemasonry, you know? And then you get your 5 points of brotherhood. And we see that displayed all the time with leaders, even opposing leaders, supposedly, on television when they meet together, presidents and prime ministers and dictators, and it's heel to heel, knee to knee, or toe to toe, knee to knee, and then it's chest to chest, arm to back, cheek to cheek. They do this stuff in front of us all the time on the world stage. I mean, you don't realize they're actually going through a Masonic ritual right in front of you.
Yes, you do.
So everything is a ritualistic symbol. And it's so interesting, too, that to read their own documents, that even the higher groups of Masonry, as it's today it's called Freemasonry, it's called many things in the past, has changed its name, but they're not allowed to show their higher codes and passwords and signs to the lower degrees as well. So it's a need-to-know basis, you might say. But you will see things always scattered through the newspapers with little Masonic puns in it that the public are oblivious of all the time. Yeah.
Yes.
But that's the music coming in. And from Hamish myself in Ontario, Canada, where it's supposed to rain again, I think, tomorrow, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent